Yaakov finally allows the brothers to return down to Mitzrayim to gather both Shimon and more food for their families. And when they return to Mitzrayim, they are immediately escorted into a special room where Yosef invites them to join him for a meal. The brothers are, of course, very concerned that the reason why they're being separated is they're being punished because of the extra money that they found in their sacks when they originally had returned, and they begin to plea with the head of Yosef's household, who's leading them into the room, to explain their story. We really didn't do anything wrong. We didn't steal the money. Not only did we not steal it on the way up, we actually brought it back down. And they begin an entire story to the head of Yosef's household. And they open their story with the words, Bi Adoni. Now, Bi Adoni is their opening phrase, and they said, Yerod Yerano, we've come down to gather food, and we came back up, we found the money. How do you translate that opening phrase when they begin to plea to tell their story? They say, Bi Adoni. The word Bi is an odd word. So, Rashi and the Targum uncles both understand that as a language of supplication, that they're pleading. Please, my master, please, let me begin to tell my story, as Rashi says. As they listen to my story, please allow me to speak. And Rashi says it's the language of Bia, Bia. Beis Yud Yud Aleph is the root of this word Bi, an Aramaic word Bia, and that means to please, to supplicate. The Ramban has issues with that as the understanding of the word. And he says the word bia, that root word, does not mean supplication. It means something entirely different. And usually I don't get involved in the technicalities of the language, but the proofs that the Ramban brings are worthwhile on their own right to teach as far as his disagreement with Rashi as the root of the word bia in this Aramaic language. And the Ramban says really what this word means is the language of tsa'aka v'ta'aromes, to cry out, to call, or complain, al shever, to complain about some type of calamity or some type of injustice. Who do you go to? What does it mean when you have a problem or some type of injustice? You cry out to somebody, and the word bia means that type of injustice that's taken place that a person cries out for. That's what the word means. In disagreeing with Rashi's on root of the word bi. Now, what are his two proofs that he said that's really what the word means? So he quotes the Medrash. Says the Medrash, Ein lucha kol makom u'makom. There is no place, or I should say, every single place, she'ein lo manoina al bi'a shelo, that doesn't have somebody in charge of its bi'a. What is its bi'a? Now, the Rabbanan understand that to mean its complaint department, the person to complain to when you have an injustice that's taken place. And he quotes, Agrikos de Medina b'mon al bi'a shelo, a certain Greek civil service officer was in charge of his place. Our Gutus was the Medina Mamuna Bia Shalo. This other Greek person was in charge of his complaint department. Kach mi mamoina al Bia Shal Oilamo. Who's in charge of all the injustice of the world? Who's in charge? Who do you go to when you have a complaint, something about injustice which is taking place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash. That's Hashem's issue. Says Ramban, in understanding the Medrash, Rotzeh Loimar Shebechol Makom Yesh Ish Mamoin Al Hatzaka V'Al HaIves. Every person has, every place is a place. When you have a problem, who's in charge? Who do you go to complain to? When you don't have anybody who's in charge, anybody to take the complaints, and you have Hefker, it's haphazard, it's crazy, there's nobody in charge. Somebody has to be in charge who you go to and you complain to. In the world, when you feel there's injustice, when you feel that something has taken place, who do you go to? Often you feel there's nobody to go to. Says the Medrash, you should know the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all of those things. You know who gathers all those complaints? Who listens to all the problems that people have? That's the Ribbono Shel Olam, he listens to all those things. Says the Ramban, that's a total side point to the Pshat and the Pasuk, but a beautiful Medrash that he says, when there is injustice, when there is something taking place and there's calamity, he's the address to hear. He's the one who's in charge. And the language of the Medrash is Al Bi'a Shelo, who's of the problems and the injustice of the world. He brings a second proof against Rashi that the word Bi'a doesn't mean supplication, but it means complaint about some type of injustice. He brings, this one was specifically meaningful to me. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, the Medrash in Parshas Yisro, Nismana Adam v'natal talis, when a person is appointed and wears the cloak of authority, some type of responsibility, called toirach tzibur olav. The entire toirach, the problems of the tzibur are upon him. His issue. Says the Medrash, Imro Odom Ma'avir Bio Al Chavero. If that person who's wearing the cloak of responsibility, of authority, sees some other form of injustice that's taking place between one person and another, or over Avera, or somebody doing something wrong, Velo Michavo, Hu Ne'enosh Alav. When he sees that injustice, that language of Bio taking place between one person and somebody else, or just another person doing any type of Avera, and he's wearing that talis, and he doesn't do anything about it, says the Medrash, Hu Ne'enosh Alav, then you're punished, you're responsible. You have that authority, you have the leadership, you must step in when you see injustice, and you must take care of that. That says the Ramban, those are his two proofs that the word bia means injustice. That being the case, so he rejects Rashi's approach in the root of the word bi. It can't mean to supplicate, because the word bi or bia, as Rashi understands, is rooted in something else. So he gives a different understanding of the pasuk. What did the brothers mean when they said it to the head of Yosef's household, bi adoni, ani l'chein, ani omer, says the Ramban, bi ba'atzmi ata adon umoshel, upon me, you are my master. It wasn't a supplication, it was a statement of subjugation. You are my master. Before I begin to tell you my story, to tell you why you shouldn't hold us accountable, I want to just state the facts. Bi Adoni, you are the master over me, I am subservient to you, and this is my story. Which presents a very different approach in general between Rashi and the Ramban as to how to supplicate before the head of the household of Yosef's house in Mitzrayim. When you have something to say, Rashi understood, they opened up with a supplication, please my master, let me speak. Whereas the Ramban understood there was a statement of recognition, you're in charge, I recognize I'm small, you're great, but let me, and then they begin with their request. Two different approaches as to how to open your arguments before somebody much greater than yourself. That's the Ramban's approach, Rashi, versus Rashi's approach as to that phrase of Bi Adoni.